This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And I rise today, Mr. Speaker, with a to whom it may concern message. To whom it may concern, ethnic cleansing in Gaza is not a joke, especially when it emanates from the President of the United States, the most powerful person in the world, when he has the ability to perfect what he says. Ethnic cleansing in Gaza is no joke. And the Prime Minister of Israel should be ashamed, knowing the history of his people, to stand there and allow such things to be said. Ethnic cleansing has been a crime against humanity. And I stand here today in the well to denounce what was said, to denounce what the President said, to denounce the complicity of the Prime Minister of Israel. And to remind people that Dr. King was right. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And injustice in Gaza is a threat to justice in the United States of America. I rise to announce that the movement to impeach the president has begun. I rise to announce that I will bring articles of impeachment against the president for dastardly deeds proposed and dastardly deeds done. I also rise to say that the impeachment movement is going to be a grass-up movement, not a top-down. The people have got to move forward. The people have to demand it. And when the people demand it, it will be done. I did it before. I laid the foundation for impeachment, and it was done. Nobody knows more about it than I. And I know that it's time for us to lay the foundation again. On some issues, it is better to stand alone than not stand at all. On this issue, I stand alone, but I stand for justice. I yield back the balance of my time.
Hey, we like to keep you updated. And if you want more episodes like this, breaking news and weather alerts, follow KRLD in the Odyssey app. To follow, download the Odyssey app, search KRLD, and tap follow in the upper right-hand corner.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The $1 billion school choice voucher bill is one step closer to Governor Abbott's desk.
The Texas Senate passed Senate Bill 2, mostly along party lines, 19 to 12. It would give parents $10,000 in taxpayer money to send their child to a private school.
After 8 hours of debate, the Texas Senate finally passed Senate Bill 2, with only one Republican voting against. State Senator Brandon Creighton authored the bill.
32 states offer expanded school choice. If this were truly the end of public education, as some claim, those states would be repealing those programs.
State Senator Nathan Johnson, a Democrat, voted against, but agreed with Creighton that this won't take down public schools.
It really doesn't do a whole lot of anything except take public tax dollars and transfer them to private schools for kids and parents who are already using the private schools.
Governor Abbott's confident he has the votes to pass it out of the Texas House.
The man convicted of beating and suffocating a North Texas pastor in his church during a robbery was put to death last night. 37-year-old Stephen LaWayne Nelson was pronounced dead at 6:50 p.m. in Huntsville. He was convicted of the 2011 killing of the Reverend Clint Dobson. He was beaten, strangled, and suffocated with a plastic bag inside the North Point Baptist Church in Arlington.
And that execution was the first since last year's fight over Robert Roberson. And that is a battle that's still going on.
Roberson was to have been executed in October for the 2002 murder of his daughter, but members of a Texas House committee succeeded in causing a delay. The committee feels Roberson was wrongly found guilty based on shaken baby syndrome and that the girl actually died from an acute illness. Committee issued a subpoena for Roberson to testify, something the Texas Attorney General's office refuses to allow. But since then, there are new members on the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, and Roberson's lawyers say they plan to file further appeals shortly. The execution has not been reset. From the 24-hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Greg Abbott and President Donald Trump met at the White House yesterday discussing the border and how Texas can help the administration's efforts. Governor Abbott is offering the administration 4,000 jail cells across the state to hold illegal immigrants. Abbott says since Trump won the election and has taken office, illegal crossings have dropped significantly.
A total evaporation of people crossing the border. We were going from thousands a day to dozens a day. And there's basically no sight of people trying to cross the border. But you still have the cartels.
Abbott says he and the president discussed a number of topics about the border, including his request for more than $11 billion from the federal government to reimburse Texas for its efforts to secure the border.
In other news this morning, with the death of a Springtown man, charges against an accused hit-and-run driver have now been upgraded to manslaughter.
Ronald Smith died at Harris Methodist in Fort Worth 3 days after he was run down in Springtown, where Assistant City Administrator Christina Durr says police pieced this all together after speaking to witnesses.
They learned from eyewitnesses that two adult males had gotten into a verbal that turned physical altercation.
Initially, police arrested the other driver, Aaron Turner, who is less than half Smith's age. The charge was aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, namely Turner's car, but with Smith's death, Turner is now up on a manslaughter charge. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Police in Rowlett say an 18-year-old responsible for dozens of car break-ins has been caught.
Police were able to identify the suspect as 18-year-old Ulysses Flowers and arrest him for the break-ins. This comes after a picture was released of the suspect. It all started in late December and after a brief hiatus picked up again on February 1st with 7 burglarized vehicles. In all, investigators now connect Flowers with at least 42 burglaries, all occurring within walking distance of his house. A search of his home found handbags, IDs, credit cards, and jewelry. Police say Flowers would simply break out a car's window and take any kind of property. From the 24-hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Gambling has changed so many things, and now the online betting sites are looking at the odds for the 2028 presidential election already. And Donald Trump Jr. has now odds of 25 to 1 becoming the next top contender amongst the Republicans. Now a poll by McLaughlin Associates shows that Don Trump Jr. is the second most popular candidate among Republicans for the 2028 presidential nomination with 21% support. Only Trump VP J.D. Vance tops Don Jr. for that position. Is it too soon to be thinking about who's going to be on the tickets in 2028? Send us a voice message in the Odyssey app. Just tap the microphone button there on the KRLD page.
Elon Musk's plan to make government more efficient is not sitting well with some folks.
Democrats complained this week that Musk is not an elected official and is overstepping his authority. Congressman Michael Cloud says this should not be a surprise. The Texas Republican says President Trump is doing what he promised.
He said Elon Musk would be involved in it, and the American people spoke loud and clearly that this is what they want.
He says the only surprise is that we have a president who's actually following through on his promises. He supports further cuts, including the Department of Education, which is said to be on the chopping block. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's a Texas lawmaker introducing legislation to keep birth control legal.
Houston Democratic Congresswoman Lizzie Fletcher says the Right to Contraception Act is actually necessary. In 1965, the Supreme Court ruled married Americans had the right to use birth control. Nearly 3 years ago, the High Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
And in that Dobbs decision in 2022, Justice Thomas said, we need to revisit that case. There are people not only in the court saying we need to revisit it, but in state legislatures.
Texas is one of seven states that allows pharmacists to refuse to fill birth control prescriptions based on their personal beliefs. And Texas is one of 24 states that restricts minors' abilities to obtain contraception without parental consent. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Colleyville police are looking for a suspect in a burglary case.
Police say three people broke into a couple of storage units at one of those storage rental places. They reviewed security camera video from the business last month and were able to ID the suspects as 35-year-old Ryan Lease, 36-year-old Quentin Barrow, and 55-year-old Sherry Aiken. They determined that all three were living in Colleyville and got warrants for their arrest. The North Tarrant Regional SWAT team apprehended Lease and Barrow, but police say Aiken was not home when the officers showed up at the residence, so she is still at large. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Morning. Back to work on Wall Street today after a couple of days of gains. It looks like we open higher, well, modestly higher. The NASDAQ looks up 14. That's been one of the problems. The Dow Industrials average up 57 and the S&P up 14 points. Fair amount of economic news today. Jobless claims due out shortly. They are supposed to uptick slightly. Also, the productivity and unit labor cost numbers will come out. That's an important gauge of the economy, and we'll watch for those too. Fistful of earnings out today. Honeywell came with earnings. The revenues beat, but they're falling on a downbeat forecast. Now, the interesting thing about Honeywell is they're also getting ready to split up into three companies. Now, Honeywell is a Dow stock, so they'll probably lose that status, but you'll never guess who owns $5 billion worth of Honeywell and is moving them to split up into three companies. Elliott, the same people that prompted Southwest Airlines and Texas Instruments and others to do a lot of things. They'll split up into three separate companies and hope that it works out like GE's split worked, which has been a profound success. Eli Lilly out with numbers. The numbers were good. Their three obesity drugs are doing well, and they've got a new one, the pill, that they think is going to enter phase three trials and get the results from that pretty soon. So there's a lot of optimism there. That stock's headed higher. Costco is the third largest retailer in the world, and their same-store sales were up 7.5%, e-commerce up 13.6%, so they continue to do pretty well. We're seeing interest rates lower this time around. It's coming out of the UK, the Bank of England, cutting their interest rates by 0.25%. European markets are holding their own. Asian markets were up overnight, and our market looks higher across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
President Trump is attending the National Prayer Breakfast at the Capitol this morning.
It's always a big deal. And the Mavs' newest addition is almost ready to hit the hardwood.
Anthony Davis is creeping closer and closer to his Mavericks debut, with the team upgrading the All-Star to questionable on the injury report ahead of tonight's road matchup against the Boston Celtics. AD has been sidelined for the past week, dealing with an ab strain prior to the mega deal that sent Luka Doncic to the Lakers. If he's unable to go, it's increasingly likely we might see Davis's debut against the Houston Rockets this Saturday night at the American Airlines Center. On the 24-Hour News News Center. I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, there's at least one person who thinks the Mavericks came out ahead in that deal to send Luka Doncic to the Lakers. That's former Laker Shaquille O'Neal.
He's in La La Land. His jerseys went from number 6 to number 1. You know, there's a lot of speculation of can him and Bron play with each other. The answer is yes. It's going to be interesting. However, I think Dallas got better of the trade for the next 2 years anyway.
Interesting. Shaq didn't say why, but he also confirms nobody's safe from trades. It's the business of basketball. And he wishes the Mavs would have treated Luka, though, with more respect. He even remembers his own trade from Orlando to the Lakers that he didn't even know would happen.
The Super Bowl fan experience is on at the Convention Center in New Orleans ahead of Sunday's championship game. The Chiefs are going for the first ever 3-in-a-row titles. Wow, that would be kind of fun to see. One of their fans has 2 Super Bowl replica rings.
So these are the last 2. So as a season ticket member, you can buy them. So, yeah, it's a lot funner to have them, the money here than in the bank. So
you're expecting to add another one?
Yeah, well, on Monday, I'll be able to order my next one.
Be so even funner.
Even more fun. You can go pow, pow, pow. Like,
yeah, exactly.
One on each hand and then wherever else you want to stick it.
But again, I've got to think that most of America is rooting against the Chiefs now because of the dynasty. Mm-hmm. However, I wonder if in Dallas people are rooting for the Chiefs because of the Patrick Mahomes,
right?
East Texas, mm-hmm. and Texas Tech mm-hmm. connection, plus,
they're owned by a Texan.
Hating the Eagles.
A lot of people think that the Chiefs are getting help from the referees. The referees have been passionately denying that.
Hmm.
But that is the claim, that they cheat by using the referees. Of course, that's what the internet says.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.